I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So, I mean, immediately after this shooting story broke yesterday, Jen Psaki, former White House press secretary, who, of course, hosts the show on MSNBC. I'm sorry, MS Now. Ooh, I'm going to catch myself on that. Posted on X that prayers does not end school shootings. Prayers do not make parents feel safe sending their kids to school. Prayer does not bring these kids back. Enough with the thoughts and prayers. So Caroline Leavitt actually addressed that today at the briefing.
I saw the comments of my predecessor, Ms. Psaki, and frankly, I think they're incredibly insensitive and disrespectful to the tens of millions of Americans of faith across this country who believe in the power of prayer, who believe that prayer works, and who believe that in a time of mourning like this, when beautiful young children were killed while praying in a church, it's utterly disrespectful to deride the power of prayer in this country. And it's disrespectful to the millions of Americans of faith. And I would encourage Ms. Psaki to pray for these families themselves who need it right now more than ever.
Curtis Houck is back with us. He's a managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. I know that you highlighted that particular media episode amongst several others in the last 24 hours that have been interesting. How are you, Curtis?
Doing all right, Mark. What in the world is going on?
I would say the same thing because, look, and you know this, with angles of these particular stories, you have some media outlets that just refer or refuse to refer to some things. Like, here's Jake Tapper talking about the trans angle. This is the best he could do.
The piece of the puzzle as to who the shooter was. The Minneapolis Star Tribune says, according to court records, because there's been some confusion about what the shooter's name was.
Yes.
Robin Westman's mother applied to change her child's name in 2019. It was, at one point, Robert Paul Westman.
Correct.
But since she identifies as a female and wants her name to reflect that identification, was underage, it's now Robin.
Yeah, just make sure, Curtis, that we get the pronouns correct. That's all we're interested in here at CNN.
Yeah, my mistake, you know. I mean, it's all of our mistakes here. My colleague Bill D'Agostino has a new supercut hot off the press on his X feed. He should be having a story coming up here shortly at Newsbusters where he kind of goes through this and noting how they kind of trip over themselves. CNN and MSNBC and the like have been doing this since yesterday morning, doing the shooter, the assailant, the perpetrator. You know, they either engage in the pronoun game or they kind of fumble the bag. I said also today that this shooting in general is the left's worst nightmare when it comes to covering mass shootings because it touches the electrified third rail of transgenderism. Like, in terms of, like, progressive hard left hierarchy, you wonder, like, okay, is race or, like, gender or, like, even, like, foreign policy, Hamas, like, you have all these groups of people that, like, thou shalt not, like, cross. And I think transgenderism is the one that, like, the left, by and large, isn't looking to cross because they're so militant and so unforgiving. And so this is the situation that we found ourselves in with Jake Tapper playing this mealy-mouthed game, people being kind of mamby-pamby about motive, we may never know. This feels like a throwback to like the radical Islamic terror days when they're saying, oh, we don't really know what their motive was, because they shouted Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, no, exactly. By the way, you have to guide me into, you said it was Bill Agostino, right?
Yeah.
When I do Banned Bill on my feed here, it comes up like his last post was a long time ago. Maybe I'm just not looking at the right thing here.
Yeah, Banned underscore Bill. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Yeah, because I'm gonna have to pull some of that audio. I appreciate you guiding me into this. It is interesting, though, because they, you know, the New York Times goes ahead and calls, and I'm not saying the name of the shooter, but it's Ms. and it's her. They don't even try to hide the fact that, look, if you listen to the creepy video that was pulled down by YouTube before other people grabbed it, it's clearly a man that is doing the narration of all the nutty, goofy stuff, right?
I don't think anybody should be under that assumption. In the new reporting from the New York Post shows that a journal showed some regret, actually, about being in this position, that I should never have done this, which goes to the point that Mary Margaret Olihan wrote about in her book. The great Daily Wire reporter wrote about detransitioning, people who have realized that they made the greatest mistake of their entire lives. And how much it only prolongs their misery. The left, just like they're not avoiding, they're avoiding the motive here, Mark. So many of them are refusing to, and I'm so glad you expressed interest in having me on today, because you're the one person I can say this on the air. They're not, again, willing to talk about the mental health crisis in this country. We have too many therapists in this country that are willing to affirm someone's struggles, suggest that, no, you don't need to change anything. Everyone needs to change for you. You know, that you can play God with your biology. You play God with your life. And that is just, it is so destructive. And yet again, just like we saw at the Covenant School in Nashville and a few other high-profile incidents over the last few years, that confusion and general unhappiness with the world leads to anti-Christian, anti-Trump, whatever hate in one way or another.
It's my understanding that this dude even kind of, maybe in a roundabout way, outed some of this nonsense himself, because in the manifesto, he refers to the fact that he was tired of being trans and wished he, quote, never brainwashed himself, writing, I can't cut my hair now as it would be embarrassing defeat. I will probably chop it on the day of the attack. And I don't really care if he did that or if he didn't do that. But, I mean, there's a self-realization that this stuff is wacky, I think, even by this dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that the parents went along with this, that court records show the parents went along with this delusion and signed off on his name change a few years ago in a Minnesota courthouse where... You know, you think about the lieutenant governor of Minnesota who wore a short about protect trans kids and it had a knife on it, suggesting that there was a level of militancy, you know, when it comes to protecting trans minors, you know, and this is the debate you have in a lot of blue states and blue cities about paying for this kind of thing. And in Colorado, ADF pointed out, Alliance Defending Freedom noted to Will Kane a few weeks ago, that in Colorado they want to try to make it criminal if you don't even use the right pronouns for someone. If you misgender them, you as a business owner could be in all kinds of trouble. So this grand delusion is now having deadly consequences, and the media are giving away the game, as we started this segment, by going he, which kind of is an inadvertent concession, admission, that this is all a joke to begin with.
Yeah. It's interesting, you know, and I've even said this about some of the Washington Post coverage. I saw this story a couple of weeks ago about this. I referred to this earlier about this poor, you know, family that was in, I don't know if it was Montana, the North Dakotas. They had to move out because of the bathroom bill and their trans kid couldn't use, you know, the bathroom and they felt unsafe. Yeah, it was the bookstore that they owned. Right. So, and you know, here's what I say about stuff like that. That's fair. You want to do that story, do that story. But where have they, and by the way, they've done it a couple of times, but it was several years ago, but they do not make any effort to put the pretty crazy stories of the detransitioners and the people that felt that they were brainwashed and have gone through things that, you know, will never come back to their bodies because they've changed them permanently. There are an ample amount of those stories that never get amplified in the New York Times, the LA Times. You know, they did it a few years ago. There was a time where the New York Times and the Washington Post both had kind of competing different opinion pieces by people who were supporting detransitioning. But I've never seen anything like that since.
Yeah. And it's not a matter of privacy. You know, there are people that want to talk. There are people that are willing to sit for interviews. I mean, Mary Margaret's book is filled with public interviews with people providing their names to this, that speak on the Hill at events. So it's not a matter as if these people don't exist or a lot of them just want to be private and not talk about it on social media or in interviews. They exist. This then goes to the Kermit Gosnell situation, which I refer back to because at the time, a lot of the national media dismissed it, including the Washington Post, dismissed it as a local crime story. It's an anecdote, you know, just like migrant crime stories. These are anecdotes. They're not symbols of a wider issue. But here in this case, we have a pattern of behavior in which this, by some accounts, you're starting to push maybe 10 plus incidents where someone who was confused about which gender they were going out and committing mass murder because they felt that their lives had fallen apart. And we don't want to go down this road about why these groups of people ended up in this instance because, well, you know, these are just individuals. Stories and there's different circumstances, and while that's true, that can't be an excuse for not talking about
it. Yeah, it's ridiculous, and the you know, it'd be very interesting to see how this unfolds. Even going into some of the stuff and the details of the manifesto and that creepy audio, there has not been, not that we should give this guy attention, but I do think there's valid information that has not been reported by the legacy media. Curtis, always great to hook you up with you. I appreciate it. I got Billboard Chris. I know you know who Chris Elston is. He's coming up next to talk about a different angle of this as well, but you have a great holiday weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.